Once we had built the learning map, we then shaped this into the key segments of the multimodal text. Although beyond the curriculum requirements at her age, I took the time to explain key terms such as orientation, or the beginning, crisis and or complications, the climax, and resolution or conclusion. Charlotte picked up these concepts quickly, understood their purpose, and was able to apply them at certain points when we began the creation of the text. I used the analogy of boiling water, as Charlotte likes to help Mum cook, to help explain these concepts. One of my reflections was that it's sometimes acceptable to introduce concepts 1 to 2 years ahead of the curriculum, if the circumstances suit. Because of our mapping, aligning the story was incredibly efficient and effective. I was very keen for this text to be Charlotte's work, referring back to her lack of confidence at the start and also looking ahead in that she would be the narrator for this text. As you can see, she did an excellent job. Very little editing or proofing applied by me, and only occasionally prompts on seeking alternative words or sentences. The emoji concept on each slide originated from Charlotte's mum, who stated she would be highly engaged if there was opportunity to apply emojis based on her previous online experiences. To apply this, I provided Charlotte with the same faces on each slide, and she had to select which ones to put on each face. You can see that as an example on the slide here. We took advantage of the collaborative aspects of PowerPoint to do this. A word of caution, this took a long time per slide to include the emotions, but upon reflection, this kept Charlotte heavily engaged and she was able to draw upon emotions and apply these into the text. And young readers can interpret the text for an alternate means of representation using symbols and imagery.